Hello, my beautiful womaning listeners. Welcome back. My guest this week is the incredible Mia Fund. Mia is the co-founder and president of By Heart, the first infant formula to be registered with the FDA. Mia launched By Heart with her brother Ron in March 2022 at the outset of the nationwide formula shortage. Can't even believe there is such a thing. Thank God for Mia. She has been leading By Heart through the national crisis and spearheading the brand's efforts to connect directly with parents and provide the resources and support they need during this unprecedented time. President Biden invited Mia and Ron to participate in a White House roundtable to discuss long-term solutions to the crisis. Mia is a true pioneer in this industry and is fiercely committed to driving change so that this devastating shortage never happens again. Mia is a mother of three. She is an incredible entrepreneur. We speak about By Heart's manufacturing capabilities, which allow them to quickly ramp up production to meet 15 times the demand they expected at launch. And I don't know how many of you are in consumer goods, but she spent 5 years building her own production facility, which to me is just such an incredible feat. I mean, that is a lot of work. And she was told you can be up and running in a year with a third-party logistics center. And she chose to invest in her own facility, which ended up being a huge benefit to them as a company during the shortage to be able to provide families with formula. I was so inspired leaving this conversation. I think I called like three of my friends who are entrepreneurs and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to tell you about Mia and all of the things she's built. It's just so inspiring. There are certain conversations that just impress upon you a whole new level of respect for the entrepreneurship experience. And I have so much respect for Mia, for her heart, for her company, what she stands for. And if you are an expecting mama or a new mama, check out By Heart. It is truly sole source nutrition for babies. I'm so proud to have her on my podcast. Now let's get on over to my conversation with Mia.
Welcome to the Woman Inc. podcast. This is the place for the new generation of women looking to lead the life of their absolute dreams. I'm your host, Jenna Toddy, entrepreneur, life coach, and strategist for modern businesswomen and entrepreneurs. I am a city girl, sriracha lover, and that friend who will hype you up when you forget how powerful you truly are. I am on a mission to make Women Inc. the most powerful network of women who are leveling up, owning what they want, and becoming who they've always wanted to be. Have you ever wondered what it would look like if you went all in on yourself? No turning back. If so, you are in the right place, my girl. Let's get started.
Mia, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
I'm so excited. So first, I just want to say, we're going to get into By Heart a little later, but I just want to say, I think you are probably one of the most badass founders I know. I'm not kidding. Like your story, like my jaw was dropped reading your background.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so inspired by all the rock star women that you interview and just hearing their stories. It's so powerful and inspiring. So I love what you do.
Thank you. Okay, so I want to rewind a bit before founding By Heart. What were you up to and what do you feel like you in your background has led you to where you are now?
Great. Well, maybe I'll tell you just high level what By Heart is and then kind of rewind back. So when we started By Heart about almost seven years ago now, we did it because we really envisioned this world and we're desperate to create this world where all parents, no matter how they feed, could feel amazing about feeding. And it angered us. That was just not the reality today. You know, so many parents who breastfeed feel confident. They feel like they're doing a really great job for baby's health, setting a foundation for health, getting all the benefits. It's clean. It's natural. They feel often really good about that decision. Unfortunately, so many parents who formula fed had really mixed emotion and hard emotions like guilt or insecurity or confusion. And that really angered us because feeding is one of the most human, intimate, personal things we do. And it's so important. It's where health begins. And we just couldn't settle for that. I myself had just had my first baby a year prior, and I experienced so much insecurity that really amazed me, shocked me. I think I'm one of the more confident people out there. And there were so many opportunities for self-doubt, and especially around feeding. And so we looked at this problem. We started investigating it, me and my brother, actually. And we realized that to actually fix that problem, we had to take an approach that no challenger brand in the infant formula category had ever taken, which was really building a company from start to finish and an entirely new infant formula recipe from scratch, so that we could finally create something that got so much closer to breast milk that you could feel proud of, that you understood the ingredients and all the ways that it benefits your baby, and you could feed with really feeling proud and confident no matter how you feed. So we really embarked on this journey. And I was so grateful that it was a journey that I embarked on with my brother and all these people who were outraged by this problem and wanted to go and tackle it. And in my past life, I was a consultant where I just dug into difficult problems and I had to just figure out how to solve them. So I was pulling from that experience. And I had also been in media and tech and was passionate about not just creating a much better infant formula for parents, but then creating a platform where we could educate you and provide you transparency and information so that whatever decision you make for your family, you can make it with confidence and from like an empowered and informed place.
So you are a first-time founder. This is the first business that you've built.
Yes.
Wow. That is incredibly impressive. Okay, I need to rewind. Okay, so you start ByHeart with your brother, and you are the first FDA infant formula company that has been approved, correct?
So when we launched last year, there were 4 infant formula manufacturers. So companies that actually make their own formula. And when we finally, after 5 years, got FDA registered, we were the first new infant formula manufacturer in 15 years. And the reason is that infant formula is baby's first food. If you don't breastfeed, you feed formula. And we're feeding our most vulnerable babies, and what we feed them supports their growth in the most important time in their growth, when their brain and their immune system and their digestive system and everything is developing. So as you would hope, it is the most highly regulated food in the world. And if you're going to create a new formula, you have to do clinical trials. You have to get FDA registration. And so truly innovating and creating a better product takes a long, hard path and a lot of commitment. And we realized that early on, and we knew we had to go all in.
Because there are these titans, right, in the industry, and you came in as this new company. How did that not intimidate you? Like, how did you, as a first-time founder, go out and be like, I'm going to create something better that I truly believe in?
Well, we had to take a moment to get really clear on what our goal was. Like, was our goal just to launch a new infant formula brand, or was our goal to create an infant formula that would change the feeding experience? Something that would be better for baby's health, that we could actually do a clinical trial and give you data that would empower you. Like, you could actually see, wow, this is supporting my baby's digestive system. This is how it's easier to digest, and babies have less spit up and softer poops. And this is, you know, and all the data to really empower you. We understood that we were out to create something that would really impact baby's health and that would really empower parents to feel proud in their decision. And so it all started with product innovation. And we said, if that's the goal, to transform the product, then what's the way to get there? And we went to the one contract manufacturer in this country, and we said, we worked with the global leaders in breast milk research. By the way, that's a real thing. People have been studying breast milk, and pediatric nutritionists. And we created a better recipe that gets closer to breast milk, that has really high quality ingredients that we've sourced for ourselves from suppliers that we know and trust. And they just said, every time we told them about all the ways we were going to innovate, we just kept facing no. And we kept asking why. And it was infuriating because we realized that this one path that every challenger takes, going to the single contract manufacturer, just wouldn't allow us to truly innovate on the product. So we had to take a moment and say, all right, well, this is not going to help us reach our goals, which led us to start touring the world looking for manufacturers that we could buy, and eventually found a great manufacturer in Reading, Pennsylvania, and started building it up into our infant formula manufacturing plant. And we knew that just building from scratch and owning it and overseeing it all ourselves was the only way to create a better formula for babies.
Yeah. And this is why I think, I mean, so many reasons, but this is why I think you are so badass, because you own your entire supply chain in this very archaic world where I'm sure that a lot of founders could have just walked away being like, okay, no one's going to let us in to this club. And you were like, no, I'm just going to buy it, which I love.
Yeah, it definitely, I'm lucky that I, first of all, have a co-founder who's my brother, who was equally as just adamant to crack this. Like, we just said, there must be a better way. We have to figure out how to create a formula based on the latest advancements in science. And he actually came from life sciences, and he knew so many experts in science and in breast milk research who had been studying breast milk. And those were the people who were the first people who got on board with us and said, we have to solve this problem. And it was really the team that felt so passionate that gave us confidence, you know, that we are in it together and we were going to make this happen. And we hired our first head of regulatory and quality and R&D, and we just started innovating together. But there were so many moments of self-doubt. Wait, what are we doing? And every time we said the only way to do this is to be all in, but it required so much bravery and support from the team, from investors who really believed in the mission. You know, you can't possibly do something like that on your own. Like, it really takes a village. The way we talk about raising a baby, it's also about when you're doing something really different, it takes a village. And so today we own our manufacturing across Pennsylvania, Oregon, and Iowa. And we have a team of 275 people. And it's just this incredible family that we've grown, and everyone really with this commitment to doing better, even if it's the harder path.
I love this. So you came on my radar during the national shortage of formula, which I was just like obsessed with how this could ever happen. That just seemed like such a crazy thing to me. Can you walk us through, one, how that happened? And two, from what I know, you did not run out of your supply. Like, you continued to grow during this time.
So the infant formula shortage was so devastating because parents were stressed about finding sole source nutrition for their babies, like the only thing that so many babies eat at that time, which was so devastating. And I think the world woke up to the fact that in the US, we rely on so few manufacturers for this most critical food. We, at that moment when the infant formula hit, happened to be the moment that we finally got FDA registered after a 5-year journey to market. So who would have ever expected that we would launch into this infant formula shortage and that we would be only one of 5 manufacturers of formula in this country? So we just felt this incredible responsibility to do everything that we could to show up for parents. Now, we were just launching for our first time. We could have never imagined that we would be at like 15 times what we ever projected, that we would, you know, really come out the gate sprinting. And so we tried to show up in every way with support and education, you know, on our direct-to-consumer platform with formula. And when we started the company 7 years ago, it was all about innovating and creating a better formula. And that's why we bought our manufacturer. But at that moment, when we were only one of 5 during a shortage, we did everything we can to ramp up. We moved to a 24/7 manufacturing schedule. We hired quicker. We did everything we could to ramp up. We also had a lot of support from government stakeholders. We joined a White House roundtable to talk about how does the industry come together to try and create not just immediate, but like long-term solutions to this problem. Nothing in infant formula is fast or easy. So we were just really trying to participate in government and other conversations about how to come together as an industry. We had many twists and turns during that year. We were pacing to feed 10% of new babies just in the month of May alone. It was really a crazy time. And then we, at one point, stopped supplying our customers because there were many twists and turns, but ultimately we needed to take a pause to actually build up two more facilities. One was a backup manufacturer and one was our packager. So we had owned our full manufacturing supply chain, but not yet packaging. And last year, we finally decided to stop working with our packager and to integrate these last pieces. And now in the next couple of months, we are relaunching both on direct-to-consumer and across retail nationwide. So, and this time with like really full ownership, manufacturing and packaging.
I love that. I mean, sometimes you have to pause. When you are growing that quickly, there's just no way of not having a pause moment of, okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, starting something or doing something really differently, there are just going to be ups and downs and twists and turns. And if you have a great team and you're continually committed to this mission and you have conviction and we can do better, like that's what drives us at every moment. And so it's been hard, of course, but we just knew that there was no other way than to build from scratch. And there was no other way than to be able to own every decision, to go out and source every ingredient and get to know our suppliers so that when we say this has the certified cleanest ingredients, that we could really share what that means. What are the certifications? What are the quality standards? So it's both about the decisions we made when we were making our own product, but also how we can empower parents with that information. Because if you don't own it, you can't give a parent that level of insight into what happens behind the scenes. And our decisions impact parents so intimately. So to be able to really transparently share that, I think is just so powerful. But yeah, it's been a journey to get here, but we're really excited.
I can imagine. Looking at your personal journey as an entrepreneur and the scale and rapid growth of the company, how do you feel like you have had to evolve as a woman to be able to run a company at this scale?
Yeah, it's interesting. While we've been building this company over the last 7 years, you're right. I've evolved as a woman. I've also evolved as a mom. When we started our company, my oldest was just 1 year old. Now I have three. So while I was building my company, I was building my family. Actually, it was really nice because Nev, my oldest, was really so much of my inspiration because I had just experienced, you know, the feeding journey as a new mom. And then it came full circle. And my youngest, Simone, was actually a customer when we first launched. So that was pretty incredible for me, just personally. But, you know, I've had to learn on the job, right? Nothing prepares you. I'm convinced that even if you've been a founder before, or even if you've whatever you've done, there are nuances to every company, to every team. You got to learn on the job and you got to know that you're not going to know everything. You have to be really comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that what's helped is that I've always thought like decision making has to be collaborative. You know, you have to get really clear as a leader on what success looks like and what are your values. You know, like not just what you're trying to achieve, but how, what's really important. And then from there, come together with the team, exchange a diversity of ideas, like what are all the ways we can get there? Like more ideas. And then use like your like success metrics and your values as like criteria to just narrow it down. So at every turn, it was just like, all right, guys, what are we going to do? This is day one of the next challenge. It's our oh shit moment, but like, how are we going to move through? And so I think I've just gotten comfortable with that over time. And and just learn that it's all about setting really clear goals and really knowing who you are and like what your values are. And then like just that helps guide you.
It does. Once you know what your values are, I think it becomes very easy to make decisions.
I love it.
How do you keep a very strong working relationship with your brother? How are you guys able to navigate this partnership?
I think it's taken some just introspection on what's my strength, where do I really lean in? What do I bring, you know, and what's his strength? And he's had to reflect on that himself. We've had to reflect on that together. But I think a true partnership is about really like understanding each other and figuring out how to complement each other. And we were so close as siblings, but being close as siblings is actually completely different than being close as co-founders. And at the beginning, we were like, why is it so hard? Because we didn't realize that. And then when we just started saying, all right, we have to build a new relationship as co-founders, we started doing that. And so it's been incredible. I mean, add that to the list, evolving as a woman, as like co-sibling, co-founders, and as a mom all at the same time. And yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy. What advice do you have for scaling a team as big as you've scaled? This is a very large team that you are leading here.
It is a very large team. And with every person that you hire, it's someone's life.
Yeah.
It's they are trusting you. They are signing up to your mission. They're joining you. And I would first say, really understand that responsibility when you hire someone. Understand that responsibility when you build your benefits program. You know, you spend so much time at work. So, you know, and everyone is on their own path and you're one stop.
Yeah.
And so it's not just about what are they doing for you? It's about what are you doing for them? Like, how are you helping them evolve as a person, as a professional? And be really clear on that, not just what you're taking, but what you're like giving and how you're supporting people. And I really believe if someone is there, they feel passionate about the mission, but also like how it's enriching them and how it's helping them in their journey, then that's like when they bring their whole self. And I think that's so important to create an environment where people are inspired to bring their whole self. And then also inspired, by the way, to have a full life outside of work too. If, you know, someone on my team just said, let's add that to our job description. You know, like we want someone with a full life outside of work too. And that's so important, like really care about people holistically. When we acquired our facilities, we worked to create kind of a new standard for manufacturing employees, for benefits for manufacturing employees. We immediately rolled out 4 months parental leave for everyone across corporate and facilities. That wasn't something normal in manufacturing facilities. We rolled out equity to every ownership in our business, to everyone from C-suite all the way to third line packager.
Wow.
And it was all about harmonizing benefits and really taking care of our team and listening to what matters and showing up for them because it's a family. They're joining the ByHeart family. So I guess that's some of my advice.
So good. How have you been able to take time away from being a founder? And I know you're a mom and you have a lot going on. What types of practices do you have that help you stay grounded?
I'll just be honest. This is the question that I ask other female founders. And this is why I just want to spend so much time with other mom and female founders, because that is like the perfect question. I mean, I don't have a good answer, honestly. Like I think a lot about what are my boundaries and how can I like celebrate them and then have others in the company celebrate them and help each other stick to them. For example, it really gives me calm when I can just end my day by putting my kids to sleep. It's like the thing that I hate most is missing bedtime. And so, you know, that really impacts the way I think about travel. Is there the flight that will get me home just in time? Or how can I be even more efficient about, you know, can I do like a lunch or a breakfast meeting instead of a dinner meeting? Like time with my kids, or, you know, if I'm stressed, I'll just pick them up during the week. I mean, this drives my husband crazy, but I'll say, like, let's go take a walk and get ice cream. Just like chill, good kid time. because they're just my balance. They just always have, they're always like full of optimism and energy and rowdiness. And it just helps just balance me out.
Yeah. No, I always ask this because I don't have kids yet. And I'm just like, how do these women do this? I am like just literally taking notes for me. Future job. I love it. What does your typical day look like?
Ooh, my typical day. I wake up really early because I need some time to just kind of be with myself.
How early? So
I wake up, I would say 6.
Okay.
Actually, when my kids used to wake up at 6, I would force myself to wake up at 5:30. Just give myself that half an hour to like breathe. I'll make myself a coffee, even though I know it's supposed to be a green juice.
No.
But it's a coffee in my world. And I'll take some of that time. I'll then get my kids ready for school and have breakfast with them. And on a good day, I can take them to school. Otherwise, I don't take them to school. You know, every week looks different because I came to a realization that I can't achieve it all in a single day. And I think there's a societal expectation of balance. Like we can at any one moment balance all the different sides of ourselves and achieve all of the different sides of ourselves. But it's just not possible. And I try to take that pressure off. So there's certain weeks where I say, you know what? I've been working a lot. I'm going to take my kids to school a couple more times this week. And then other weeks, it's, you know what? I'm just really busy and I want to get to work super early and get ahead of the madness. So depending what week it is, I'm either indulging in time with my kids in the morning or just getting to work early so that I can just get some work done before the madness of the day starts. And then I think throughout the day, what's so exciting about our job is I'm either talking to facility employees about what's important to them and how I can support them. I mean, that's what I'm asking throughout the entire day. What's hard? How can we unblock it? How can I help you? That's the majority of my day. And then tackling little challenges and supporting people or just, you know, encouraging them and listening. But what's really fun is that at 1 minute it's with the marketing team, 1 minute it's with the, you know, facility workers, 1 minute it's with government officials. So the breadth of what we do is really exciting.
The president, no big deal. I love it. Okay. So what is something that you're most excited about thinking of the future of ByHeart, other than launching back up again?
Well, what excites me the most is when we're connecting with parents, when we're hearing them, and when we're showing up for them and solving their problems. It's like the way that I think about employees is the same way I think about customers. Like, I want to show up and I want to show up in a way that like matters to them. And so what excites me so much is that with retail launch, really complementing direct to consumer, we're really trying to show up everywhere parents need us to be, show up for them there, you know, no matter how or where they like to shop, we're there. And not just that, but, you know, we have a platform to really educate on the product and to give transparency and to storytell while we also can show up, you know, in physical spaces. And I think those things can work so beautifully together. So I'm very excited about this kind of omni-channel presence for ByHeart so that we can be everywhere parents need us to be. And the most exciting part of our first year of launch was that we were learning so quickly from customers. Like we have a subscription and we were trying to just give parents peace of mind by saying, fill out this survey and then we'll recommend something to you. And we learned so quickly that parents say, okay, you can recommend, but at the end of the day, I know what I want. I want control at every step. And we were listening to that and we just kept evolving our subscription feeding plan based on that feedback. And that's what excites me for relaunch, that we have so many more places now where we can just learn and iterate and keep getting better and showing up in the exact way that parents need us to.
I love that your customers are a reflection of wanting control at every step of you and how you guys have built your business of having control of every step, the supply chain.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And at every, and data too, right? We want to empower parents with the data that empowers us. You know, you would think that every infant formula company does a clinical trial, but they actually don't. And so First of all, without a clinical trial, you can't actually innovate and create a better formula. But also you can't give parents like the data about your actual formula. And we're able to show you like this is an all-in-one formula that supports all of baby systems and with an array of benefits. And for the first time, you don't have to choose. Do I want the easy digestion one or the immune one or the clean one? Like you can come and you can learn about by heart and how it's the combination of these functional benefits and clean ingredients and actually go deeper on understanding the data behind it and the stories behind it to really give you that confidence. That's what gives us confidence as a company when we have like real data. And I also think that parents deserve that same level of confidence that comes with like just being empowered with the information.
I agree. And so many of my mom friends follow you, by the way. I always look at that before I like say yes to an interview. I'm like, which one of my mom friends, if it's some sort of like baby related company, and so many of them follow you. So I think you're doing an amazing job.
That's so nice. Tell them to tell us what they want, what they need, how I can support them because we're listening.
Well, I'm sure they'll be listening to this. Okay, so last question, Mia. This has been amazing. Thank you truly so much for coming on. My last question for you is, what would be your number one piece of advice for a woman who's wanting to start her own business?
A woman wanting to start her own business. I honestly always reflect on my kids and how whenever I tell them something, they're like, why? And they just keep asking why. And until they understand, they do not stop asking why. They are shameless.
Yeah.
And we as adults are often like, oh, okay, well, that's what they said. No, you're only going to get to the bottom of a problem or solve the problem if you just keep questioning like why and helping that curiosity drive you. And if the answer doesn't make sense, then keep asking why or ask somebody else just the way like my shameless kids do. And yeah, I just think there are so many times where you can just kind of give up. But that shamelessness is so important to hold on to. And then to find other people that are also willing to do that and like grabbing onto them and just shamelessly continuing to ask the questions and demand answers or create the answers that you want. So I would say A, shameless curiosity, and B, like it takes a team, takes a village, build that early and then go get it.
So good. I love that answer. That is really profound. Mia, thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you. I so appreciate it.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode and are feeling so fired up to go out there and create that business or side hustle that's been on your to-do list, you know, a little bit longer than you care to admit. It is never too late to make the first step towards the life you want more than anything else. If you haven't already, make sure you are subscribed to the show so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, keep becoming the woman of your wildest dreams.